A year ago, a British cabinet minister was forced to step down after being publicly excoriated. His crime? He allegedly berated two police officers while wheeling his bicycle away from the prime minister's residence. But Ricky Barker reports that doubts are now being cast on the officer's version of the story.
It was dismissed as one more skirmish in a class war. A posh conservative cabinet minister, Andrew Mitchell, accused of calling police effing plebs, short for plebeian or commoner, when they told him to take his bicycle through Downing Street's pedestrian gate. Mitchell was then accused of stonewalling officials from the powerful police union when they met with him about the incident. This is what one of them, Inspector Ken McHale, said at the time.
I think Mr. Mitchell now has no option but to resign. He's continuing to refuse to elaborate on what happened. I think his position is untenable.
Except Britons now know Mitchell did elaborate that day and apologized. It turns out he'd secretly recorded that meeting with those union officials, and the BBC broadcast part of it with the offending expletive beeped out.
But I did say, you know, under my breath, but audibly, in frustration, I thought you lot were supposed to help us. I did say that, and it is for that that I apologize.
Now the union officials are being called liars by no less than Britain's Prime Minister David Cameron, who said Mitchell was wrongly done by.
He is owed an apology. The conduct of these officers was not acceptable. These things should be properly investigated.
So last week, the three union officials were hauled before British lawmakers, where they denied deliberately misleading the public. Here's Committee Chairman Keith Vaz with one of them, Sergeant Chris Jones.
You don't think you've done anything wrong?
At the moment, no, I'm not convinced that we have done anything wrong.
Well, you'd know now after a year, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I'm
after a year.
I'm not convinced that we've done anything
you've done
wrong.
Nothing wrong. You've nothing to apologise for. That's
yes.
Your view.
At the moment, yes.
The men have also denied deliberately targeting Mitchell as part of a union campaign against government cuts to local police forces. No police officers have been disciplined, despite the strong urging of the independent police watchdog. It's a pattern that's repeated itself for decades, says investigative journalist Tom Mangold. He's been following police scandals since the 1970s.
If they're prepared to frame a cabinet minister, for something he didn't do, then who else are they prepared to frame? And that's really what's beginning to worry people.
It's worrying British Home Secretary Theresa May. She has announced that a new beefed-up police watchdog will begin operating next year. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.